Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, Yevameis Kuf Yud Aleph. We begin six lines from the top. We're actually right in the middle of a sugya. A ketana, or a chay reshes, deaf mute girl, cannot marry min hatur. It's only midrabanan. However, the Gemara tells us yesterday that there's a difference between one type of marriage arrangement and the other. So although they're both midrabanan, there's a disparity. When we look at one in contrast, relative to the other, a chereshes is only partially married. It's a miktsas. She's not fully mature, she doesn't have full das. Although we allow this marriage, but it's considered a miktsas, an incomplete type of arrangement. In contrast to the ketana, there it's different. It's either in or out. Either, we're not sure, it's a suffix. You see, you acquired her, you made a kinyan. Chachamim deem it a marriage, but you never know what's going to happen. It's up in the air, she might just walk away, might just reject you, might just do miyum. So it's suffix, 100%, suffix all, or suffix nothing. It's all or nothing. Whereas by Yechireshes, you know, it's 50%. Says the Gemara, I'll actually prove that this understanding is correct. Amar Rav Sheshes, Hachi Nami Mestaver. It seems that this approach is indeed correct. Chireshes is an incomplete type of marriage, and Ketana is either 100% or nothing. We're not sure. It's a suffix. Hachi Nami Mestaver. Kidika Metaretz Rav Chizda Libderav. The way Rav Chizda explained it according to Rav, the way we just explained. I'll prove it. The Sanya, the Mishnah, says like this. Says the Braisa, Shnei Achin Esun Shtei Achoyis. Reuven and Shimon, two brothers, married two sisters. Let's call them Rachel and Leah. Ketanais, their offerings there. Sorry, Yesoimais, their offerings. Ketana v'chireshes. You have Reuven married to a Ketana. His marriage is either 100% or nothing, right? A zafik. V'chireshes, and Shimon is married to a chireshes, whose marriage is considered miktsas, incomplete, a partial type of kinyan. So what happened? Meis bala shel ketana. The husband of the ketana passes away. Shimon is in trouble. Because maybe that ketana was fully married. Her kinyan is considered a proper kinyan to his brother Reuven. Now she's a yevama coming to him, and he's married to the sister, the chereshes. So the ketana sort of supersedes that. It pushes her away. Perhaps the ketana is 100% and the chereshes, as we know, is only like a 50% type of arrangement. So he's in trouble on both accounts. Chereshes, yoitza beget, his own wife, he has to divorce. She's the sister of the yevama. Uketana, what about the yevama who's a ketana? She has to wait. Tam tenatche tagdil, wait until she grows up, v'tachlitz, and then du chalitz. You can't marry her because, after all, she's a sister of your wife, the chereshes. So either way, you can't be married to either one. Divorce the chereshes and wait until the ketana grows up and do chalitza. Meis bala shel chereshes. What about if it happened the other way around? The chereshes is the yevama, and I'm married to the ketana. Ketana yoytze beget. So firstly, the ketana leaves. Why? Maybe the ketana is not really married to me. We're not sure, right? It's a suffix. And the chereshes is presenting as a yevama, so now the ketana, my wife, is the sister of the yevama. Trouble. Get. The chereshes asur loylam. What do I do with the yevama, the chereshes? Well, I can't do much. Yibum I can't do. Because maybe my wife, the ketana, is fully kanui to me. She's my real wife. Now the chereshes is a sister of my gerusha. I can't wait until she grows up and do chalitza. The chereshes can't accommodate chalitza. So she's Asr. However, and this is going to be the focal point of our sugya, v'imbo'al ha-chireshes. Let's say he did interact with the chireshes. So again, he was married to a ketanam. Chireshes came to him as a yevama. He wasn't supposed to get involved with either one. He was supposed to divorce the Ketana and wait to the Chereshes, and then just leave the Chereshes alone. He lived with the Chereshes. He did even to Chereshes. Nois la get. He gives her a get, and that's it. She's free to go. Why? Look, if my wife, the Ketana, is my wife, so then the Chereshes, the Ivama, is a sister of my wife, she's pater regardless. If my wife is not my wife, she's not coming to me, then I did even with the Chereshes. So she's done. So you see clearly that this approach, this formula, is indeed correct. The Ketana is either all or nothing, and the Chereshes is just a mixed skin. And that explains this halacha. And the Gemara will elaborate. This is fully explainable. If you say Chereshes knuyo mishayeres, a Chereshes is only partially married. Ketana knuyo veina knuyo, as opposed to a Ketana, where it's all or nothing. Which machi, that explains the halacha that we just said. The Chibal HaChereshes, if I'm married to the Ketana, Chereshes comes to me as a Yevama, I get involved with the Chereshes, Noisin lo get behutra, I give her the get and she's free to go. The Amres mi manavshach, because either way she's good, as we explained. Iknai Ketana knuyahi, if my wife the Ketana is fully acquired by me, she's my wife, Hanafka mishamachos isha, then the Chereshes, her sister, leaves the scene, she's a sister of my wife in Erva, she's in any case pater. Ilav Kanuya, if my wife is not really mine, Shaper Miyabim, then the Yibim I did with the Chereshes is perfect. So the halacha works well with this formula, and that proves our point. Eloi Amris. But if you would propose to switch things around, not to follow our formula, rather you'll say, Chereshes Kanuya Vene Kanuya, it's the Chereshes who's either all or nothing. Ketana, knuyo mishiyeres, and the Ketana who is partially acquired, you're going to switch around the formula, then we're in trouble. We can't really understand this halacha. Kibo ala chereshes. If the husband of the Ketana, who was presented with the chereshes, does even with the chereshes, amai noisin get v'hutra. How can the Brisa allow him just to give her a get and let her marry out? If we say that, the Ketana's marriage is a partial kinyan, so that preempts, that precludes Yibum with the Chereshes who arrives. She's now the sister of my wife, who's partially coming to me. So how can the Yibum done to her be mighty her, make her mutter? Havil biyapsul, it's a biyapsul, it's not an appropriate biyah, it's not appropriate Yibum, she's also will biyapsul like patron. We know that a biyah which is inappropriate doesn't exempt the Isha from her obligations. You still need a chalitza. This is a sugi we had enough way back when Perek Rav Gamliel, back in Daf Nun. The Shitas Chachamim was that Bia Psula doesn't really work. There's a whole gzera. See the sugi there. So bottom line is, we're in trouble. It says, well, no. Hamani Rav Nechemi. Remember, there's another Shita Rav Nechemi who says, you know, the Amar Bia Psula Peteras Michalitz, even if it's a Bia Psula, such as perhaps this case is, it can take care of our obligations. So that can be a pshat in the Brais. One second, that's not going to work. I Rav Nechemya, Eimos Seifa. Let's proceed to the next halacha in the Brais. So in the first halacha we had two brothers married to two Yusaymis, who are actually sisters. Now we're going to speak about a fellow married to two Yusaymis who are not sisters, strangers. Roch and Leah, unrelated. Misha Yonasu Yishtei Yusaymis. Ketana V'chereshes. This fellow was married to two Ketanis. To two Yusaymis. One is a Ektano. One is a Chereshes. By the way, the Chereshes, I think Rashi says, doesn't have to be a Yusayma. But the point is that they're both not really married men at Torah. You have a Ketana, a Chereshes, married to the same man. Umeis, and he passed away without children. Now he has a brother, a Yavam, Mr. Shimon. Bo Yavam ala Ketana. He did Yibum with Ketana. V'chaz, or Abba ala Chereshes. And then did Yibum with the Chereshes. Oy Sheba Achav ala Chereshes. Or his brother went and did Yibum to the Chereshes. So stop for a second. What would you say in this halach? What would you say in this case? Well, if we're working with the assumption that the Ketana is either all or nothing, and the Chereshes is only sort of a miktsas, then I can understand this halach. You know why? I did even with the Ketana, and then with the Chereshes. So really, I'm safe. I'm okay. You know why? Because let's go through the options. If the ketana is fully engaged, fully married, fully acquired, it's a full kinyan. Okay, so then I did the yibum to the ketana, a proper yibum, a deserving yibum, fully in place, fully appropriate. So although I went ahead to and did yibum to the chereshes, it doesn't really harm anything. It doesn't undo the yibum with the ketana, which was a proper yibum. Because remember, the ketana is either all or nothing. So if it's all, if she's really meant to be a Yivama, she was acquired by my brother, now she's my Yivama, then I did Yivam to the Yivama and everything else is good. The whole household becomes Pater. If she's not really acquired by my brother, so then guess what? She's just a stranger. I married a stranger. So the fact that I went over to the Chereshes can't really do anything, can't interfere with the Yivam that I did with the Ketana beforehand. However, as the Gemara and Rashi explains, there is a concern that perhaps next time you'll flip it around. This time you were safe. Ketana was first, you were good. But what if next time you do the chereshes first? Now you're in trouble. Chereshes is a 50% kinyan, right? Miktsas. You do yibum with the chereshes. And then you went to the ketana, and perhaps the ketana is 100% wife. So now the 100% overrides the 50% of the chereshes. It supersedes her. And interferes with that relationship. It makes her usher. Right? You're not meant to have married two Yevamis from the same household. It's one or the other. So we're concerned about that eventuality. You might flip it around. You might not differentiate between this case and that case. It's just a slight nuance, but a huge difference. Right? If you start with the Ketana, then you're safe, as we explained. Because if she's fully yours, then that preempts anything else. If she's not yours, she's not one brother's either. She's just a stranger. She's okay. I can hold on to her. But we're concerned that he might switch it around. He might do the chereshes first. And she's certainly 50%. Not a suffix. She's partially a yivam. So then when I do the ketana afterwards, ketana might be 100%, right? You don't know. It's either 0 or 100. If she's 100, then she undoes the 50% of the chereshes and you're in trouble. So on account of that concern, we're going to say that in this case as well, where Ketana was one and Chereshes is two, they both become us. So what does the Braisa say? What's the solution here? You did Ketana first and Chereshes number two. It's going to be a problem. So how are you supposed to address these two women here? Chereshes Yetzes Beget. You give a get to the Chereshes, number one. Get her out of the way. Uktana tamten, I should tag the vatachlitz. You wait for the ktana to grow up and do chalitz. End of Braisa. Yamas b'shleima. Now, this is fully understandable if we follow the formula that we proposed. Chereshes knuya mishayeres. Chereshes is 50% in. Ktana, knuya vene knuya, knaya. Ktana is either all or nothing. V'rabbonani. And we are following Shitas Rabbonin. That a bia pesula doesn't do much good. That would explain the halacha. Mishamochi, that's why. Tamten, Achatag, Dilvatachlis. This fellow was presented with two Yevamis, one a Ketana, one a Chereshes. He started with the Ketana, then went over to the Chereshes. He's in trouble. Why? Really, he should be okay, because the Ketana is either in or out. And if she's in, she's 100% in, which preempts the next interaction with the Chereshes. It can't go back and interfere with the Ketana. Ketana is fully in, Chereshes is out. And if the Ketana is out, then she's just a stranger. She was never married to my brother. So then really I'm safe. But, as we explained, there's a chashash. Next time he might do it differently. He might flip around the order. The Dilma Kadim Uboil Chereshes Bereshit. Next time around, he might do Yibum to the Chereshes number one, and then over to the Ketana. Now we're in trouble. Because Chereshes is half in, half out. She precludes Yibum with the Ketana, who is not considered the sister of my wife. V'havile, bia the Ketana, bia psuli. The bia with the Ketana right now is bia psuli, shidachoy sishti. Once I do Yibum to the Chereshes, who is considered a partial Isha, a partial Kinyan, then I cannot no longer do Yibum with the Ketana. I can't go over to the sister. That's considered bia psula. So, firstly, if I do Yibum with the Ketana after the Chereshes, that interferes with the chereshes, because maybe the ketana is fully acquired now, 100% in, and that sort of interferes with the chereshes, it's only 50% in. And number two, that explains the halacha and the braisa, that the ketana can't leave with a get, because this bia is bia psula. She still has zika. You have to wait until she grows up and give her chalitza. So the halacha is clear. If this formula is correct, Eli Amras of Nechemia, but according to you, that we're following Rabbi Nechemia, Ha'amar Bia Psula Pacha. He says that a Bia Psula can just address any Zika. So why does the Tana have to wait till she grows up and get Chalitza? Just give her a get. Ela Shmamino Rabbanon Shmamino. It's clear from the Braisa itself that we're following Shitas Rabbanon. A Bia Psula is worthless. That explains the entire sequence of events and halachas in this Braisa. We prove our point. Chereshes is Kani B'miktas. The Tana is either all the way in or all the way out. Amar Rav Ashi, you know what? You didn't have to go through all this trouble to prove this point. I'll bring you a raya from the first part of the braisa. This formula is correct. Chereshes is part in, part out. Ketana is all the way in or all the way out. And we're following Shittas Rabbanon. A Bia Psula can't really address her. And as explained, what's the proof? Shmamino Rabbanani, the Ketani. Look at the first part of the braisa. Let's go back to the two brothers married two sisters. He was married to Ketana. He was married to Chereshes. So in that second variation, second case there, we had the Chereshes' husband passed away. She's coming to me for Yibam. I'm married to the Ketana. What does the braisa say? The Ketana is in trouble because the Chereshes is, you know, half in, half out, and she pushes away the Ketana, who is perhaps not really my wife. So she has to leave with a get, and the Chereshes is really usur. On the one hand, you know, I can't do much. I can't do Yibam because perhaps the Ketana is really my wife, so she's now a sister, my wife, and I can't do Chalitza. Chereshes can't have Chalitza. The Ketana, imbo ala Chereshes. But if he does get involved with the Chereshes, just give her a get and let her go. Right? As we explained before, I'll just go over it again. Manafshech, because if my wife, the Ketana, is fully my wife, then the Chereshes who comes for Yibam is pater. The Ketana is not really married to me, then the Yibam I did with the Chereshes is perfectly fine, so she's looked after. Okay? That was the price. But in the first case, where I was married to the Chereshes, and the Ketana came to me for Yibam, what does the braisa say? I'm in trouble. My wife has to leave me with a get. The Ketana has to wait until she grows up and get chalitza. V'loy Ketani, the braisa doesn't say, in ba'al Ketana, if he should interact with the Ketana. Inappropriately, but if he should do the Yibam, noisn la get v'hutra. Can just give her a get and let her go. Why? Why not? Why didn't the braisa mention that option? It's not preferred, it's not ideal, it's not recommended. But just as the braisa in the second case mentioned such a eventuality, if he actually went and did something inappropriate, fine, so then we have the solution, give her a get, let her go. Why not in the first case as well? I'm married to Chereshes. Ketana comes to me for Yibam. I really shouldn't be doing anything, but if I do Yibam to the Ketana, I'll just give her a get and let her go. You know why the Braisa didn't mention it? Because that Yibam to the Ketana is possible. Once I'm married to the Chereshes, so it's partially mine, that preempts Yibam with the Ketana. She's now a Chos Isha. That Yibam is possible. So you can't just let her go with a get. You have to wait until she grows up and still give her Chalitza to address her Zika, which was never cancelled. So it's clear that we're following Shitas Chachamim, the Chalitza Psul is worthless. As opposed to the other case where I was married to the Ketana and then presented by the Chereshes. There, if I do Yibum to Chereshes, she's Moter Mimanavshech. Right? Again, as we explained, because if my marriage, which the, with the ketana is fully married, is a full marriage, then the chereshes, the sister, is achayis isha, she's pater from yibum. If my marriage with the ketana is worthless, is nothing, then the chereshes is a full yivama, yibum with her was perfect. So in that case it works. But in the case where I'm married to the chereshes, and the ketana comes running, chereshes is half in, half out. It's not a suffix, she's partially mine. So she doesn't allow the yibum with the ketana. Yibum with the ketana is called pasul, and that's why the brayis doesn't allow it. Even if I do yibum to the ketana, it doesn't address the zik. I have to wait for her to grow up and do chalitz. That proves our point that chalitz, that yibum pasul, be a psula, doesn't do much. Brayis doesn't present the option of yibum with the ketana. That's a raya. Because be a psula is worthless. No, imishim hala area, this wouldn't be a raya. Perhaps theoretically, yibum with the ketana under these circumstances would be considered acceptable. Why didn't the Brisa mention it? Chereshes less like takanta de teira ketani, takanta de isur. In the chereshes case, where she came for yibum, there's no real permissible solution there. I'm married to the ketana, I can't do anything with the chereshes until she grows up, and even then I can't do much. Because chereshes cannot have chalitza, asur lo'ilam. So that's why the brisa, for lack of better options, gave us at least the isur option. Let's say I did even with the chereshes, this is what happens. As opposed to the ketana, when I'm married to the chereshes and the ketana comes for you, the isur takanta de'etera, there's a very simple, permissible way out. Just wait until she grows up and do chalitza, like ketani takanta de'isur. The brisa chose not to get involved with the isurim, but theoretically speaking, perhaps the same halacha would apply in this case. Even the Bia Psula would be okay. Okay, so bottom line is, we've proven our point, at least from the previous Raya, that indeed, the marriage with a Chereshes is called Knuya Umushayeres, the marriage with a Ketana is called Knuya Veina Knuya, it's a Safek, and that explains all these halachas. Says the Mishnah, Misha Yanosui Lishteyeva Yisaymes Ketanois. Reuben is married to two Yisaymes or Ketanois. Umeis passes away. Yibum is meant to be done with one of them, and that exempts the entire household. Ubo yavam al rishayna, v'chazor abal ashniya, did yibum with one ketana, and then with the other one as well. Oish abo achav al ashniya, or his brother, did yibum with the second ketana. Lay pasal sa rishayna, it doesn't have any negative effect on the first yibum. See, the recurring concept in this mission is as follows. When both experiences were of equal value, then experience number one carries the day. That sort of sets the tone, that closes the door on any further yibums, and anything that happens later does not go back and interfere with it. But if the two types of yibums were of unequal value, then we'll have to see the halachas. Then we say the first one, if it's not as good as the second one, then the second one can interfere. So far we're safe. If they're both ketanois, lay posel as a rishona, no effect. V'chein beis chereshois, standing with two chereshois, they're both the rabbanons, they don't interfere. What about ektana v'chereshois? Right, that's the case we just had a few minutes ago. The two yivamis, one's a ketana, one's a chereshois, then we're in trouble. Bo yavam al ketana, v'chazor abal chereshois. If he did yibum with ketana, then chereshois. O shebo yachav al achav al chereshois, his brother the chereshois. Pasal Aktana, then the Aktana becomes Pasal, as we just explained, there's that zero, because you might switch it around next time, etc. Bo yavam ala chereshes. First, the Dibum with the chereshes, v'chazur abal Aktana, then with the Aktana, oy shebo achav al Aktana, then his brother did with the Aktana, Pasal as the chereshes, chereshes has to leave, because perhaps the Aktana is kanoi 100%, and the kinin of the chereshes is only a miktsas. So the 100% overrides the mixas. What if you have two yivamis? One is a pekachas, fully healthy, v'chereshes, and one is a chereshes. So the kinyan of the pekachas is midarais, the chereshes only midarabonim. So of course the pekachas stands higher. Bo yavam ala pekachas, v'chazor uba ala chereshes. O yishabo ochiv ala chereshes. Lo yipasal as a pekachas, right? The pekachas is first. Chereshes that follows can't interfere. Bo yavam al chereshes, v'chazor abal pekachas. He started with the chereshes and then proceeded to the pekachas. Oy shebo achiv al pekachas, or his brother went to pekachas. pasul is a chereshes. That interferes with the chereshes because pikachas stands higher. The same will happen with a gdolo uktana. There are two yavamis. One is gdolo, one is uktana. Bo yavam al gdolo, and then v'chazur bal uktana. Oy shabo achiv al uktana. Why pasul is a gdolo? It doesn't do anything with the gdolo. However, ba yavam al uktana, he started with the uktana, which is only the rabbanon, and then he went to the gdolo v'chazur bal gdolo. Oy shabo achiv al gdolo. Of course, pasul is a uktana interferes with the uktana. Rabbi Lazar Omer, in this case, Melamdin haktano shetemayin boy. So if he first did the ketana and then went to the gedola, we don't want the ketana to stick around and the gedola to have to leave. We want him to do a proper yibum with the gedola, so we advise the ketana to walk away, to do mian, which retroactively uproots her entire marriage and the need to do yibum, in which case this fellow is now free to stay with the gedola. Amar b'damar Shmuel, Halacha Kerbalazar, that's how we paskin. We get the Ketana to leave, and this way he's not being miyabim two yivamis from the same household, and he can hold on to the Gdolah. V'chein Omer Rebalazar, Rebalazar is the Amira, right? He also followed the same idea. Halacha Kerbalazar, we follow Rebalazar the Tana. Utrich. Now, Shmuel and Rebalazar the Amira had actually told us the same thing in the previous mission. Let's go back to Kuftes. So we had a case where this fellow was being presented with a Yavama. There were two brothers married to two sisters, and Reuben married the Gdoila, Shimon the Ketana. Reuben passed away. Shimon, who's married to the Ketana, is now in a quandary because the Yavama is my wife's sister. Reb Lezer says, you know what? We tell your wife to leave you. Mion. This way, Yibum will be enabled. I'll have the ability to do Yibum with the Gdolah. So Rabbi Lazar and Shmuel both tell us in that case that we follow Rabbi Lazar, Tana's approach there, that we do Miyun to enable Yibum. Utrichas, so are both needed? Once we have their statement over there, why do we have to repeat it again over here? That we follow Rabbi Lazar, we encourage the Miyun to enable the Yibum. Both are needed. The Itma Baha Kamaisa. If only from that first halacha there, Bahach Kama Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Lezer, I'll say, yeah, over there, Shmuel says we follow Rabbi Lezer's approach. We try to encourage the Miyun to enable the Yibum, Mishum Deloy Kiyam Mitzvah Yibum, because he had done Yibum, right? His hands were tied. He had a Yivama who was his wife's sister. So in order to activate Yibum, we tell his wife to leave him. Aval Baha, the Kayim Mitzvah Yibum. But in this case, he already did Yibum. He married the Ketana, then married the Gdolah. He did it. Eima Tarvayu Livku Beget. So then, you know what? Just skip the whole thing. Give them both a get. You're done. That's why they have to say no. Here as well, we follow Rabbi Lazar. We try to arrange it in a way that he can hold on to the Gdolah. V'yashmina Baha. If only from this case, Mishum de Gdolah Rami Kamei, because the fact is, this fellow was presented, was facing two Yevamis, the Ketana and the Gdolah. Right? There was a Mitzvah Sibum on the agenda. So we tried to arrange things in a way that he can hold on to the Gdolah. Aval Idoch Loi, but perhaps in that previous Mishnah, where he wasn't really facing the Gdolah, because he was married to the Ketana, and the Gdolah is my wife's sister. So maybe in that case, we'll just say, you know what, Achayis Ishta, let her go. Tzricha, Chiddush says, no. Even in that case, we rearrange their families in order to enable a Yibam. Continues the Mishnah. Yavam Katan Shebal Yivam Ketana. So he's a Yavam, a Katan, she's a Yivam Ketana. And he did Yibam. Yigdilu Ze Im Ze. They have to wait till they grow up. And then if he chooses, he can give a get. Rashi says, a katan cannot give a get. And there's machlokes rishonim him whether this interaction between the two is actually considered, you know, kinyan of Yibum. Many rishonim say, no, it's only midrabanan. Some rishonim say, Rashi, in the conditions mashma like that, it's considered a Yibum in Atiris, although he's only a katan. And typically a katan can't acquire, can't do kinyanim. Yibum is different because it's zika based. It's coming from heaven. It's a heaven, a match made in heaven. It's a shidduch from Hashem. It's not something which you have to go ahead and initiate. You have to sort of jump on the bandwagon. And even if you're a katan, your yibum takes effect. In any case, they have to wait till they grow up, and then they can decide their future. Bo al yivama. Let's say he was a katan, and he was bo al yivama gadoyla. She's a gadlan, he's a katan. To gadlan, she has to wait until he grows up, etc. Hayivama she'amar b'teich shleshim yom le'nivalti. So officially, they did yibum. It's a month later, within 30 days, and she says, Rabbi Yisai, there was no actual physical interaction. I either or, do chalitza, something. Kaifen oisa shiachlitzlo, we force him. We compel him to do chalitza. We trust her. We take her word as fact. La'acha shleshim yom, but if it's already after 30 days, and she's still claiming there was no yibum done between them, mevakshin hen menesh shiachlitzlo, at this point we say, look, please, be a mensch, do the chalitza, but we can't force him. The Gemara explains because the working assumption is that they're living together for so long, there must have been some sort of interaction. So we can ask him, we can advise him, but we can't force him. But let's say he admits, he says, you know what, it's a year later, but I didn't get around to it. Then irrespective of how long it is, even a year later, we'll force him. Okay. So she's happily married with her husband, and she dislikes this brother-in-law. We're calling him the Yavam, Yavam Ma, her Yavam, with a Ma Pekei. So she says, look, I'm making a neder, I'm never having anything to do with you. And then her husband passes away, and she's his Yavam. So we force him, we compel him to do Chalitza, because she may not marry him, she has a neder. And, you know, she wasn't directing it at this type of scenario. She was just expressing her disappointment with her brother-in-law, disliked her brother-in-law. It wasn't motivated by trying to avoid Yibum. Her husband was alive. It was just a personal nether between the two. But la'achar misas bal. Let's say her husband passed away and she gets up and says, I'm making a nether? I'll never get near this fellow. Now, she has an agenda. She's motivated. She's driven by her disinterest in marrying the Yavam. That's not right of her. So we can't force him to do chalitza. We say, look, perhaps it might be the wise move in this case, but we can't force him. Because what right did she have to preempt the yibum through a neder that was directed at her brother-in-law? Not only that, let's say we know that this was her mindset. Even if it was during her husband's lifetime, but she knew that she's going to make a nether to preempt any possible even with his brother-in-law. Since it was an agenda, since it was directed at him, if her husband passes away, then we can't force him to do chalitza, we can ask. So the Mishnah began with the halacha that the katan and the ketana can technically do a yibum, right? It would seem that we're not following Shitas Rav Meir, the sanya. Katan uktana leicholzen v'loy miyavim. Divir Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, until you have adults standing in front of you, you can't get involved in yibum or chalitza because he might turn out to be a saris. She might turn out to be an islandess who are hormonally imbalanced, who can't really do yibum, they can't bear children. You won't figure that out until they're doing them and you see what they're all about. And now Mishnah seems to allow yibum even when they're ktanim, when their situation is unknown. So Rav Meir is cheshesh for miyuta throughout Shas, is cheshesh even for a minority. Chachamim disagree. Most people are healthy. There's no reason to suspect otherwise. But our Mishnah, which allows it, is not Rav Meir. Yes, I feel the same Rav Meir. Even Rav Meir would agree. Why? Ki yom Rav Meir gdoila lekatan. Rav Meir doesn't allow a gdoila to get involved with a katan. Or uktana legadol. Or if he's a gadol and she's a katana, you never know. The chad minayu biyadi suru, because one of these are adults who might be involved in erva. If it turns out that there's somebody hormonally deficient who's unable to do the yibum, so there's no mitzvah yibum, just an erva. That's because there's an adult on the scene who's doing an aver, a possible iser. We don't allow it. Aval katna, bala katana. But if he's a katna and she's a katana, what's the concern? The tarvayuki adadini. They're both in the same boat. They're both not chayiv and oinshin. Like Omar, he wouldn't object. Yes, the Gemara. Vaktani, but the Mishnah does speak about a case where one of these two parties are adults, but al yivam agdayla, the katan interacted with the yivam agdayla to gadlana, she should stay with him. She's agdayla. Maybe he's unsuitable, he's a saris. How do we allow this? Amar Rabbi Chanina Chuzza, ba shayni, ba, he did it. We're not telling him to do it, he did it. What do you mean? Vata gadlana kamar. Mishnah says, grow up with him. Stay married. Every interaction is asur. Elam chavarta. Clearly that the correct approach is masnis and look at Rameya. Mishnah is not following Rameya. And the Rabbanan hold, you know what? Unless you're showing signs of saras or islandness, don't worry about it. But we have a problem. You're telling me the katan could stay with this yivama? Kari Khan. What about the pasuk lahokim laachiv shame? Apply the pasuk, which encapsulates the entire concept of yibum. It's meant to reestablish the brother's name. Vaylav bar achihu. He's a katan. He can't yet have children, or she's a katana. She can't. How can you allow yibum to proceed here? Amar abayi. Amar kro yivama. Yavei aleh kodu. Pasuk says any type of yivama kodu, even one day old, doesn't matter. Rav amar balav hachi nami limotzis. Amris. By the way, Tosis says that the diyuk is, he could have said Achi Hamis Yavei Aleha. The brother says Yevama Yavei Aleha. We're giving him like sort of a generic title, any type of Yevama, even if he's a youngster. True. Right now he's unable to bear children. He'll grow up. He'll grow into it. So Yibum is perfectly acceptable even at this early age. Rav Amar, Belav Hochi Nami Lematzis Amris. Even without this drasha of Abaye, you still cannot propose that the youngster is prohibited from Yibum. You know why? Mi Kamiti. Is there such a case, the Hashta Sirale, that a Yivama should be Asr to a specific Yavam, currently Asr, at the moment Asr, Ulubar Sir Shata Sharia, and then she'll be Mutta later on? You're telling me that a young Yavam cannot do Yivam, but later when it becomes a godly, he can't. That's impossible. V'amar Vidam Arav. That flies in the face of the whole concept of Yivam. Kol Yavama She'einani Kaira Bishas Nefila. Any type of Yivam. Who during her Nefila, when her husband dies, you do not apply the Pasuk of Yavama Yavi Aleha that you enable Yivam. If it doesn't apply, then it never applies. Harihi keishas ach, sheish labona, vasura. We treat it like an eishas ach, who had children, who's an heir. So it's clear that either you say this 9-year-old, has to be at least 9-year-old, by the way, to make a bia, right? So either you say this 9-year-old is mutter, or he'll never be mutter. Even when he grows up. What do you mean? Okay, so maybe he'll never be mutter. How do you know which way to go? You've made your case. If it's usher now, it's usher forever. Maybe it's usher forever? That can't be. You cannot say that. If a yivama presents to a yavam who's a katan, there should be no yivam. How do you know? Amakro, the pasuk says, ki yeshu achim yachtav. Two brothers lived at the same time. So even if the younger brother is a day old, afilu ben yamechad, even if he's only a day old when the other brother passed away, there is yibum. So it's clear that even a young yavam activates yibum. And that being the case, you cannot say that he's usher now until he grows up, because as we said, if you're usher now, you're usher always. Continues the Gemara. Yivama sha'am rabatek shleishim yayin. So she claims there was no yibum done. He says, sure there was. We force him to do chalitz. Mantana, who is this? Manda Amar Da'at, Lassun Yaymin, until 30 days. Moikim inish bin anafshe. You can assume the person will restrain himself. And it makes sense. It's her argument is plausible. That indeed there was no yibum done as of yet. Who is this shita? Amar Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Meiri. This time it is Rav Meir. The Sanya Tanas Bisum. We find in a different case, a different halach. This fellow married an Isha. She was supposedly a Bisula, and he claims that she's not. How long into the marriage can he still have this claim? A year later? Well, of course, you interacted with her. She's not a Bisula. How long does this taina, this claim, last for? Tanas Bisum Kol Shloshim Yom, Divrei Rav Meir says until 30 days. But past that, the assumption is that there was interaction between him and her. Now he's having second thoughts about the marriage, and he's claiming that she was never a psula. We don't believe him. So until 30 days, we do. Until 30 days, a person can restrain himself, and likewise, in our Mishnah, until 30 days, we accept her claim as fact, that there was no Yibam done. Rabbi Yisi disagrees. Rabbi Yisi Omer, right away, Nistra, if they were in a Malkum Seser, then La Alter. Now we assume that's it. Her Bisula status expires. He can no longer claim to the contrary because he went into private with her. We assume there was some interaction, and therefore your claim was laid to rest. Loy Nisra, but if there was no privacy between them, afid l'achal kamashonim, then even after many years, he can get up and say, look, this is the first time we were together, and I see she's a Bisula. She's not a Bisula. So our Mishnah, which gives the 30-day mark as the limit, is Rabbi or not Rabbi Yisi? Rabbi Yisi would not believe him even for 1 second if there was a seiser. Abba Amar, filo ten Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yisi would agree in our case it's different than a regular husband and wife. At kan lakam Rabbi Yisi hasam. It's only by the ordinary marriage where Rabbi Yisi says, look, chances are there was already an interaction. That's it. It's over. At kan lakam Rabbi Yisi hasam elavarus sasay. She says, kala, they're married, the gispa, they're close in heart. We assume there was some interaction. Aval Eishas Ach, but his sister-in-law Mivzas buzzes me now. Rashi says, "Boy Sheimena, he's bashful. He's embarrassed. They're uncomfortable with each other. It takes a while for them to warm up." So in this case, even Rabbi Yisi would agree. 30 days is a reasonable time limit. Where the working assumption could be that there was no interaction, and we trust her when she says there was none, and we force him to do chalitza. So what did we learn today? We discussed the marriage with a Ketana, which is a Suffolk Kinyan, Suffolk nothing. Chereshes is a Mixas Kinyan, and that explained the various halachis. We had a Mishnah. There were two Yevamis, and he interacted with both. They're both on the same level, both Ketanois, both Chereshes, which makes them only Midrabanon. Then the second interaction does not make the first interaction possible. First one in, is in. But if there's some sort of discrepancy between the two Yevamis. One is a Ketana, one is a Chereshes. One is a Ketana, one is a Delet. Then we're in trouble. The second one can actually interfere with the first one. So in the case, let's say, where he married a Ketana first, then went to the Gdela, and then the Gdela, who is certainly stronger than a Ketana, interferes, makes the Ketana possible. What do we do? Maskana is, we follow Rabbi Lezer's Shita, we tell the Ketana to leave the scene, do Miyun, and this way he's allowed to stick with the Gdela. A Katan with a Ketana do Yibum, they grow up together and live happily married. The Gemara says, this is not Reb Meir speaking, Kuntur Reb Meir. You wouldn't allow this to happen. Why do we even allow this thing to continue? Meaning, if he's just a Katan or she's a Ketana, they can't be a children, which is really, this is not in line with the whole concept, inconsistent with the whole din. The point is, Lahachim, 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 Shem. We have two answers. Either we learn from the Pasuk, Yevama Yevelel, even a young Yavam is considered a suitable candidate, or Kiyeshvu Achim Yachtav, even Benyam Echad. Yavam says, look, it's within 30 days, there was no Yivam, we believe her, and we force the Yavam to do Chalitza. We have two Pshatim. Either this is only Shittas Rav Meir, Rav Yisi would not trust her, or perhaps even Rav Yisi would agree in this case, because you know, the working assumption is that it takes a while for this relationship to build up, and perhaps it's still pre-Yivam. In the last part of the Mishnah, we learned about a Yivam who made a neder against her brother-in-law. So if it was directed at the Yivam circumstance, then we penalize her. We can't go along with it, and we can't force the Yivam to do Chalitza. We can't force him. But if it was just done innocently, without any agenda and any personal and it wasn't directed at the Yibum, then we force, we kaifa him to do the chalitza to release her. All the best to you, and may we have much hatzlacha.